time now to talk all things local footy. Sunraysia's 97.9 Triple M.
Yeah, former champion of the local footy, that is Donny Falvo. Very good morning to you, Donny. How are you this morning?
I'm great, Matt, man. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How was your Easter?
Yeah, no, good, mate. We spend it working, but yeah, a bit of time with the fam, mate. It was all good.
Absolutely all good. Fantastic. Good time of year, Easter, here in Sunraysia, with all the power sports. Fantastic weather-wise at the weekend. Just magnificent. It's so good to have you back for another season. It's exciting. Of course, the Millwall Football League kicks off in the next couple of weeks. Sunraysia Football Netball League. It is round number one. There's only one game which is happening this weekend. That's exciting to have the local footy back, yeah?
Yeah, no, it's comes around quick, doesn't it, Matty? You know, it only seems like yesterday that we had the grand final. But, one standalone game this week between Rombo and Imperials. It should be a crackerjack game at number three Oval.
It'll be a crackerjack game, all right. So Imperials and Rombo Euston kicking off the Sunraysia Football Netball League, like you say, at Sarah Oval. But the big news, of course, Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody playing with Imps.
Yeah, that's a big recruit, isn't it? Probably the biggest recruit we've had in this area for a long, long time. You know, just fresh out of the AFL. It's going to be exciting what he can do in this league. I'm really looking forward to watching him play, and I think he will draw a big crowd on the weekend. It's going to be nice weather, and I think the crowd will get there to watch Tipper play.
Yeah, that's right. Tipper, of course, former AFL player with the Essendon Bombers, one of the champions of the game. So good to have him playing local football with Imps. All right, what are your thoughts, mate, with this game, Imperials and Robinvale Euston for round number one?
Well, yeah, we'll start on Imps, mate. They've got the new coach in Bradley Valance, who I rate very, very highly. Terrific coach and a terrific person. Imps have been really active over the pre-season with their recruiting. They've got a few players coming back as well, so they're looking to really climb up that ladder this year, Matty, and I think they'll want to start well, obviously, with the Tipper factor, where the excitement's been over the pre-season. I think they really want to get the 4 points and win games early to really, you know, maximise the Tipper effect, if you want to put it that way. On the other hand, you know, the Eagles, they'll be looking to bounce back after probably being a bit stage fright grand final day. They'll be looking to bounce back and put that behind them. So it's going to be a crackerjack game. You know, Rombo basically, you know, same side as last year. You know, one recruit in Charlie Ford. He's come into the team. But, yeah, I'm sure they'll be up and about. But I think Imps will be up and about also. And it's going to be a great game, Matty. And I think it'll be a toss of a coin who wins it, to be honest.
It's going to be a ripper, isn't it? Looking forward to that. Like I say, 2:30 at Sarah Oval. The season opener for the Sunraysia Football Netball League. And, of course, the rest of the games for round number one kick off the 13th of April. So the following Saturday, Arimple and Romvale Euston, Mildura Seniors and Imperials, South Mildura and Merbein, Wentworth and Redcliffs and Oyen United have the bye next week. I will catch up with Donny and get some further details about those games next week and continue with round number one of the Sunraysia Football Netball League. So good to have you back for another season. Thank you so much for your time this morning, mate, and we'll catch up again next week, eh?
My pleasure, mate. Catch you soon.